One day away from Friday, 5 days away from April. Welcome to this March 27th edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, working in Atlanta. The U.S. president is working in Europe. Yesterday, President Obama met with European leaders in Brussels, Belgium, one of the stops on his week-long trip through Europe and the Middle East. Ukraine and Russia dominated the discussion. The president and several European leaders don't like the fact that Russia recently annexed Crimea, a former part of Ukraine. That happened after Crimeans voted to become part of Russia. The U.S. supports Ukraine's new government, opposes Russia's move to annex Crimea, and warns Russia not to annex any more of any other country. From Brussels, President Obama is headed to Rome. The leader of the U.S. will meet with the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, the largest denomination of Christianity.
For more than 200 years, the politician behind the desk in the Oval Office and the bishop seated on the throne of Peter have marked history together. On Thursday, President Obama and Pope Francis will open a new chapter at the Vatican. In 2009, President Obama brought his family to the Vatican for his meeting with Pope Benedict.
Sasha was still pretty young at the time. You know, they see the Sistine Chapel, and they're going through these various chambers. And each time, you know, she'd see somebody dressed up in the cloth, and she'd say, Is that the Pope? How about that guy over there? They said, no, you'll know when it is finally the Pope.
Joshua Dubois was President Obama's Director of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships during his first term.
So you think there's a little shift going on from the relationship with the former Pope and the current Pope?
Well, I think they have a deep mutual concern for issues related to the poor, economic inequality, and making sure that people can live lives of dignity.
But there are differences, and there are sensitive issues in which these two men will disagree.
President Obama is pro-choice. Pope Francis is pro-life. President Obama supports marriage equality. Pope Francis does not. However, these are the type of men who are not going to let disagreement on two issues, even those two very important issues, prevent them from collaborating on many other things, including addressing economic inequality in the United States and around the world.
The meeting also takes place while Catholic groups in the United States are fighting the administration in court over the contraceptive mandate in the Affordable Care Act. They say it violates their faith.
Pope Francis is a very, very clever man. He's pretty good at dealing with politicians. There are very, very big differences between the Obama administration's secularism and where the Pope is. But my guess is they'll have a positive, friendly meeting. This is a Pope who tends to want to love you and witness to you, not yell at you.
Like the history of meetings before between popes and presidents, there will be no shortage of topics when the doors close on their private meeting.